So let's finish out talking about HER2-positive disease and, you know, the issue that really comes up a lot, which is the issue of treatment in the neoadjuvant or adjuvant setting. And let's hear about your 49-year-old lady.
So this was a case of a woman who, again, presented with a large primary tumor. She had a 6-centimeter mass in the breast and a right axillary lymph node. The biopsy confirmed high-grade invasive ductal carcinoma, ER-positive, 90%, PR-negative, and HER2-3+ by immunohistochemistry. There was a FISH test done. Also, it was clearly HER2-positive by FISH. The right axillary node was biopsied by FNA and was positive. So she's going to be a candidate for treatment with anti-HER2 drugs. So in her case, I began neoadjuvant TCHP chemotherapy, and she had a great response. The tumor really melted away. Clinically, she had a complete resolution of the axillary adenopathy and resolution of the breast mass. And so the question for multimodality management becomes, you know, does a patient like this need an axillary dissection?
So just to clarify, though, you said TCHP. So that's chemo with trastuzumab, but also pertuzumab. So two monoclonal antibodies, which kind of has become the standard, at least in the neoadjuvant setting. So what happened with this patient? I guess she really presented with a classic dilemma.
Right. So the good news here is she had a great response. And then the management dilemma is, you know, do you still need to do an axillary node dissection? And we sort of had touched on this topic a little bit earlier in our conversation. The historic teaching has been that in women who present with palpable disease, you need to do an axillary node dissection. The ACOSOG Z11 study, which showed that you could do a sentinel node mapping procedure, and even if the node was positive, that one did not need to do a completion dissection. That cohort of patients all had clinically negative axillary, and so they really aren't captured in the experience of a patient such as this. So there have been some limited studies looking at the technical feasibility of sentinel node mapping after neoadjuvant therapy. Judy Bowie and others have reported in their experiences that it's important to get several sentinel lymph nodes to make sure that the false negative rate is adequately low, because if you only take out one node after preoperative therapy, there can still be a false negative rate as high as 15%. However, if you take out two or three sentinel lymph nodes, the false negative rate drops. And so our current multidisciplinary practice after neoadjuvant chemotherapy is to pursue a sentinel lymph node if the patient has a clinically negative axilla, if they've had a great response and the adenopathy has resolved, or if there was never adenopathy in the first place. But we're looking for at least three sentinel nodes to feel confident that a negative result is truly a negative result.
So when I saw this case, I thought it was interesting and provocative also, but being a medical oncologist, I didn't even think about, we did talk about the issue of the axilla a little bit, but I thought you were going to get into the question of what kind of systemic adjuvant treatment to give, because I know that when we present cases like this to investigators, there's a real consensus, just kidding, it's 50-50 split about what to do, which is, of course, you know, typically they're going to get a year of trastuzumab, but as you mentioned, she got another monoclonal antibody pre-op pertuzumab, and so the question is, well, do you give that to her also for the whole year? I'd like you to talk about the implications of that and what it means in terms of what pertuzumab does in terms of side effects. But then now also, when she's finished the year, are you going to bring up the issue of the tyrosine kinase inhibitor, neratinib? And her ER status, what was her ER?
So her tumor was ER positive.
ER positive.
And she had a complete pathologic response with TCHP. So she got the two antibodies, as you said, trastuzumab and pertuzumab. She went for surgery. She had no evidence of residual cancer.